What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Game of Rings, the wrestling trivia podcast. Tonight, we're doing it all in one place. We're not doing this Skype nonsense like all you crazy podcasting children out there. We're doing it in one room, old school style. We got my man Donovan right here starting it off. So, Donovan, where can the kids find you on the internet in case they, you know, they play around on that kind of thing?
You can find me on that Twitter gimmick at Mr. Dapper underscore Don. Do the underscore in there because I know Jeff loves the underscores.
Hit the boo. Where's the boo? he got a cheap pop right there. Then I hear some people coming up with the late boos. But yeah, a little cheap pop. All right, so Mr. Dapper underscore Don, which will probably get changed again. How many times you changed that Twitter name so far?
I think I've changed my name like 4 times at least now. But yeah. I've had it since 2009, so I guess that's a good...
See, I just create a new one all the time. I just move on without it. Also, like, that's what happened the first week when we did Game of Rings. I had, like, Alex and Pulse on here, and they changed theirs all of a sudden, too. So, like, I'm opening the very first show, and I'm like, they can find you at... what's your name there?
Start to keep up.
And then we got this other character over here. Mike is the Hat.
Oh, Lord. It's almost like a reunion special, and we added Donovan in.
Yeah, exactly. And we're in the place where the Beard and Hat Connection was always recorded. But yeah, exactly. Tell them a little about you on the online personality test there, Mike.
Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Twitch, I think. All of that stuff is Mike is the Hat. Don't expect me to be on Twitch ever. But maybe since MLB The Show 2017 is coming out here in the next week or so, I might jump back into streaming a little bit. Since they added the ability to be a heel in the Road to the Show.
How does that work?
Yeah, well, you could just be an absolute, you know, asshole.
Yeah, okay.
So when you get drafted, you could just tell people you don't want to play for them because their team is garbage.
Yeah, this year I do want to play with the show. Like, I have 15 from the year I got, you know, my first PS4 or whatever. But, yeah, we definitely got to get into Road to the Show this year. Yeah,
I'm still behind, too. I think I'm on 15 also.
Yeah, exactly. But nothing wrong with that. We both got to get our PlayStation Plus turned back on. All right, so round one, everybody. The Game of Rings Wrestling Trivia Podcast. All right, so first category will be The Streak Part 1, which is based on The Undertaker's WrestleMania streak. It's been a WrestleMania month here on the Game of Rings. Next week is WrestleMania. It's Sunday, so that's a week from today. And we'll be doing a whole WrestleMania episode next week. So expect a lot of Daniel Bryan getting kicked in the face answers. All right, number two on categories is the first title reigns, which will be, you know, all kinds of things. Who won a title first? This guy's first time holding the title, stuff like that. Submission hold is category three. And crossing over, which will be like wrestlers showing up in other things such as like, you know, Saturday Night Live, you know, magazine covers, things like that. So, all right, out of 5 stars, we'll let Donovan go first since his home court advantage to Mike over here. You gotta let the visitor go first.
Visitor gets to go.
All right, which category would you like to start on this first round?
Go with the streak one.
The streak part one. You gonna go for one?
Yes, sir.
All right, beating this man at WrestleMania WrestleMania 7 made The Undertaker 1-0.
That would be Jimmy Superfly.
Super.
May he R.I.P.
Yeah, Snuka, definitely. All right. that's one for Donovan. We need a scorecard somewhere. I need a piece of paper, somebody. But yeah, so yeah, 1-0 Donovan. All right. And Mike, it is on you.
All right, so I'll go with crossing over for 1 star.
1 star. All right, crossing over. All right, so hosted by John Cena in 2016 on ESPN.
I'm going to go with, what is First Take?
You want to steal this one?
Yes.
You want me to repeat the question?
No, I want to say, what is the ESPYs?
Yeah, and you don't even have to say what is, but we appreciate that here on the show not called Jeopardy.
Yeah, not at all.
Another name we didn't use but should have used was Mark's What Do They Know? Do They Know Things? Let's find out. we didn't go with that either. So right now it is 2-0 Donovan. And it is also Donovan's board. Go ahead, D. All
right, let's go back to the streak for 2 stars, please.
Boom. All right. It only took 6 minutes and 36 seconds to defeat this man and become 2-0 at WrestleMania 8.
That would be Jake the Snake.
That is correctamundo. Yeah. That's 4-0, Donovan. And it is Mike's turn. Where would you like to go, Mike?
Submission holds for 2, please, Jeff.
Submission holds for 2 stars. Charlotte Flair's variation of the figure 4 leg lock.
The figure 8.
Yeah. All right, so now it is 2-4. Made up 50% of that lead right there. And Donovan, you're bored.
All right, let's go submission for 1. Submission holds for 1.
Bret Hart's alternate nickname for the Scorpion Deathlock.
That would be the Sharpshooter.
That would indeed. All right, so 5-2, Donovan. And Mike, you're bored.
Submission holds for three.
All right. The namesake hold of NXT's current commissioner.
The Regal Lock.
Nope.
Why?
Don't know. I've drawn a blank.
That will be the Regal Stretch.
Oh, stretch.
Regal Stretch. So nobody gets that one. Mike could have tied it right there. And it is now, I think, Donovan's board. Right.
Let's go back to the let's go title reigns for one.
Alright.
Let's test my knowledge.
The title reign. Number one. Alright, so the first African American WCW world title holder.
That would be Ron Simmons.
Oh yeah.
Damn.
That's the thing. Like Monica, we have Monica here doing the sound effects a little bit, because I know everybody's been moaning about sound effects. But we need a wrestling soundboard. So someone make that for us, and then we'll use it. Because, right there, we need the damn. You know what I'm saying? I need that. No chance when somebody gets it wrong. You know, just every kind of wrestling soundboard.
For Ron Simmons. Yes.
When someone gets it wrong, I want someone to be called a stupid idiot by Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah,
or you just made the list. You know, just things like that. So somebody make that for us. I know one of you nerds out there can do that. All right, so that is now, 6-2. And Mike, it is your board, round one.
Fine, we're going to go 5-star submission holds.
Ooh, going big. The camel clutch variation done by the big bad booty daddy.
It's the Steiner recliner.
That is correct. Scott Steiner. Boom. 5 for Mike, which puts him at 7. Puts him in the lead. 7-6. Donovan, your board.
All right, let's go the streak for 4.
Oh, damn. All right. The Undertaker did not compete at this 1994 WrestleMania event.
That would be WrestleMania 10.
That it would at Madison Square Garden.
In the Garden.
So that is now 10.
10-7.
Mike, it is your board.
Crossing over for 3, Jeffrey.
All right. Is a member, I can't read my own cat scratch handwriting. Is a member of the SNL 5 Timers Club.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Ding, 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 ding. That is correct. All right, so now it is a tie game at 10, and it is Donovan's board. All
right, let's go the streak for 3.
All right, here we go. This man doesn't have his own Skull Island, and Undertaker made him his 4th Mania victim. He does not have his own Skull Island.
Oh, man, answers on this one, but I don't know. I can't say the name right now. Damn it.
4th guy he ever beat at Mania.
Oh. Was it Papa Shango?
No. He never beat him at WrestleMania.
Yeah. And I'll take the steal here. All right. With King Kong Bundy.
hence the Skull Island reference. Kong Skull Island is the reference there. So 13-10.
I see what you did there.
And it is Mike's board.
Let's take title reigns for 2.
The title reigns. All right. The only singles title Roddy Piper ever held in the WWF.
The Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship.
Bing, bong, bing. So 15-10, and it's Donovan's board. All
right, let's go streak for 5. Boom. See if I can try to tie these things up.
All right, this is a big one. This is a 2-parter. Let's see, because last week the fivers were all weak sauce. But this, the 3 WrestleManias... Oh, this is a 3-parter. I don't even know my own questions. The 3 WrestleManias Triple H failed to beat The Undertaker at.
That would be WrestleMania's 17.
Correct.
WrestleMania 28. Mm-hmm. And WrestleMania 27.
Dang, nailed it. 5 yes. Or ties
and
the
I
game.
Specifically remember 28 because I was in the audience.
This
for
is
that
why
one.
Steph Curry wants 5 pointers. He can make that big shot from anywhere.
3's not enough, man. We need 5.
Yeah, that's what the Big E said. Yeah. And that was actually an answer last week.
All it's right, a callback. So, it's a callback.
Yeah, we do that big time over here. Show business.
I'll do submissions for 4.
Fo. All right, so Sheamus' name for Dean Malenko's Texas leg hold.
It's the Cloverleaf.
Bing, bong, bing. And I think they might have even called it the Irish Cloverleaf once in a while. So, all right, 19-15.
I remember the big pop that The Miz had on commentary one of the first nights that he pulled it out.
He's the only one that probably knew what it was.
He just said, Cloverleaf, son!
that's what made Miz really over with the internet marks. But all right, Donovan, you're bored and you're down by 4.
Let's go title reigns for 3.
All right. Defeated CM Punk to become the first ROH Pure Champion.
Was that Tyler Black?
Nope. Mike on the Stelia?
Go with Brian Danielson, Daniel Bryan.
Incorrect. AJ motherfucking Styles.
Oh, I got the shirt on too.
I know, that's the thing. Mike would get super kicked right now out of the bullet club if I could get my leg over this table. But all right, so it is now Mike's turn, and you're up by 4. 19-15.
I'll take crossing over for 5 points.
Ooh. All right, so Jericho showed up in this Yorma Taccone directed film from 2010.
I don't even know who the director is, so I'm just going to let that one go.
Oh, that's bad. Yorma Taccone, 2010 film with Chris Jericho.
Can I know you name what you're talking about, but I can't. Did they have a bunch of other wrestlers there? I don't know.
Yeah, they showed up a little bit.
Yeah, I know the movie, so I just don't know the name of it.
Oh, man. I'll give you a hint just because you need to get in this game right here down four. It's not MacGyver.
No, it wasn't MacGyver.
Oh.
I figured, Mike, that's too easy. So you passing on this one?
Yeah.
All right, well, the answer is MacGruber, with Will Forte, the last man on Earth. So, yeah, if you're not watching that, watch it real quick before Kristen Wiig gets on it. All
right. I'm glad you beat me to that comment.
She runs everything.
All right, so Donovan, it is on you, my man, and you're down four.
Go title reigns for four.
Title reigns. These two faced off in the WWF European Championship Tournament Final. Two-parter. So who was the first WWF European champion, and who did he beat, basically?
It was the British Bulldog and Shawn Michaels?
No, but that's who I would have guessed until I read it, and I was like, oh, yeah, dummy. But yeah, so who you got, Mike? Because, yeah, that's who Bulldog lost it to, for sure.
I believe he was still Steven Regal at the time.
I don't even think he was in the WWE.
He wasn't in the WWE
at the
time.
But I'll count that as a wrong guess. Yeah. Owen Hart. Uh-oh. You may have heard of him. I know they wrote him out of their history, but not here. So anyway, who we got? Mike is up by four, and it is Mike's
Yes, that was because they were tag team champions at the time.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, it was like the whole
I knew Bulldog was involved. That's right. Damn it.
We'll close out title reigns here at the five star.
All right, title reigns. The first holder of the NWA World Heavyweight Championship from January 1948. It's not an easy one. Yeah, this is like the hardest question ever been asked, probably, on this show.
Let's see. Who was around in World War II times of wrestling that may still be on a card today?
Who would not have liked Gorilla Monsoon's Pearl Harbor job references?
NWA. Jesus.
It wasn't that far.
yes. We were in the ADs at this point.
Yeah, exactly. 1948 AD. Yes, yes.
We'll go just a shot in the dark. Dory Funk Sr.
No, that's a decent shot in the dark. My man Donovan, you want to take this one? Five stars?
Man. Way back then. I don't know. The original Sheik, I have no idea. No.
The answer is Orville Brown. And then he lost it to Luthez, I believe. But yeah,
that's so my other guess.
I was figuring someone would have guessed Luthez. Alright, so what do we got lefty? We got one left, I believe. Crossing over for four. Right. And that's on you, Donovan.
See if I can try to tie this.
Everything works out perfectly in the wrestling world, you know, to all the work kids. Alright, so this mother played Captain Insano in the Adam Sandler film Water Boy. Boy who carries water.
Are we Big Show, or do we call him by his real name?
No, if you got that, go ahead. Let's hear that. Let's hear his real name.
Paul White, isn't it?
Yeah, Paul White. Big Show. Yeah, Big Show is what I wrote down. Boom, boom, boom. All right, so after one round, we have a tie ball game at 19-19. Good stuff, boys. Good stuff. All right. No. All right, everybody, welcome to round two of the Game of Rings Wrestling Trivia Podcast. The categories: The Streak, as in The Undertaker's mother effing WrestleMania streak, part two.
Deuce.
Nicknames of Jericho. If you don't know who Jericho is, you're watching or listening to the wrong show. Off the top rope. These are maneuvers done by wrestlers off of the top rope.
What a maneuver!
And catchphrase, as in catchphrases done by professional wrestlers. Alright, this should be pretty easy. Mike, you didn't start the last round, so you can start this round. Home court advantage in the second half.
Yeah, that's what we like to call last licks in the baseball industry.
Oh my.
We'll take nicknames of Jericho for the Deuce.
The Deuce. Deuce called himself the master of this many holds during a feud with Dean Malenko.
1,004.
That is correct.
There's also the first list of Jericho that came with that.
Yeah, exactly. That was, yeah, when the list of Jericho came out, it was really just a bad rip-off of another WCW.
That was the original list.
Armbar.
The Saskatchewan's, like, credenza. I got another something random.
It's going down 2019. Armbar again.
Armbar, yeah. Armbar. Like, you started saying it all crazy. And then Marty Jannetty caught an ass whooping. All right, so now, Donovan, you're down by two. It is 19 to 21. It's your boy.
All right, let's go. Let's go for a streak for two.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. All right, so Shawn Michaels lost his career to the streak at this WrestleMania.
That would be WrestleMania 26.
Correctamundo. Tie game at 21. Mike, your boy.
It's one hell of a game, folks.
Yes. Yeah. Keeping it hot out here.
I'll go 3-point streak.
Three-star streak.
Three-star.
This match went 22 minutes and 7 seconds with Undertaker only to become the 21st. Wait, that was terribly worded. All right, so this man went 22 minutes and 7 seconds with Undertaker only to become the 21st victim of the streak and the final victim of the streak.
Phillip Brooks, CM Punk.
Yeah. He went a lot longer in that match than he did in his UFC debut.
Yes, you don't. That's 11 times longer.
His name is Phil Brooks. Yeah, we don't acknowledge him as CM Punk.
Chick Magnet Punk. That's what the CM stands for, by the way. No matter what he says. Alright, so 24 to 21. And that's not even a joke. Alright. and it's on
it's
you,
really
Donovan.
It's really not a joke. Not that's, a joke. That's the sad part. Let's go catch phrases for three.
The phrase of catches. Alright, let's do it. For three, you said?
Yes, sir.
Alright, the start of this catchphrase, coined at the 1996 King of the Ring, was a spoof on a Bible verse.
That would be Austin 3:16.
Yes, that would be. So that's three for you, and that puts you...
We are tied again.
back at 24 to 24.
This is a battle. Yes. Yeah. 5-star catchphrases, please.
All right. Tito Santana's one-word catchphrase.
Olé.
Nope. Oh. Who are you, El Generico? What do you got for me, Donovan? You going to steal for five, or are we going to keep it tied?
Wasn't he a Matador, though?
Yeah, but even when he was a Matador, he still didn't... Plus, that is not Tito Santana. That is El Matador.
Yeah. No, I can't steal this. I can throw a guess out there.
Arriba! Come on, guys. That's why it's 5-star. This week, we're coming with them 5-stars. You guys can't get none of these. 24-24, Mike's bored. No, that wasn't. That's like Mike just blew it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Donovan's bored.
Let's go catchphrases for four.
All right. This wrestler always said that every man has his price.
That would be Theodore DiBiase.
The Million Dollar Man. Four. So that puts DiBiase. You at a nice 28 to 24. Mike, you're bored.
Take off the top rope for 3 stars.
Kidman used this move to defeat Juventud Guerrera for the WCW Cruiserweight title, his first of many.
It's also the move that Brock Lesnar almost broke his neck on, the Shooting Star Press.
Which I almost put as one of the questions, and I was like, oh, I just wrote down Kidman, so I guess that's not happening. Yes, the SSP indeed. Three points for Mike, and you are down by one. It is 28-27, Donovan's right, bull.
Let's go streak for five.
The Undertaker beat these two men at back-to-back WrestleManias for World Heavyweight Championships.
I want to say it was Edge and Batista?
Yep, not in that order, but that doesn't matter. I was going to say, and at WrestleMania 23 and 24. All right. So that's 33 to 27. Mike, you're bored. You're down by five.
Off the top rope for four. Four stars.
Four stars.
Off the top rope.
You need a 10 in there.
You're down by six, actually. All right, so you're off the top rope for four?
Yeah.
And you're down by six, not five. All right, so where are we? So four, you said?
Yes, sir.
Modern, all right. All right, so Booker T's flipping leg drop, somersault leg drop.
Excuse me, what is the Harlem Hangover?
Yes, it is. Four for Michael.
Which is one of my favorite moves of all times.
So it is 33 to 31. Donovan has the lead and the board.
Let's go streak for four.
All right, lost a casket match, the only one during the streak.
That would be Mark Henry, I want to think.
Yep, the world's strongest man himself.
Because that's what he do.
That is what he do. All right, so 37-31, Mike, you're bored.
5-star off the top rope.
Alright, well this... Alright, only Rob Van Dam can pull off this ratings-inspired finisher.
The five-star frog splash.
Oh, yes. This is like a Young Bucks reference where you have to put it as the five-star answer. Alright, alright, alright. So we got a little game on our hands here. So 36-37, Donovan's board.
Okay, let's go with... off the top rope for two.
Alright. Everyone and their mother has stolen this Eddie Guerrero top rope finisher.
That would be the frog splash.
Yeah. And that's like, I wasn't sure. I was like, I got to the end. I was like, five star. I'm like, you gotta go Rob Van Dam for five star frog splash. All right, so now it is, what is it, 39, 37? 36. All right, 39, 36, and Mike, it's your board.
Nicknames of Jericho for three.
All right, Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Chris Jericho considers himself the Ayatollah of this.
Rock and Rolla!
Yes, yes, yes. So there it is. We got a 39-point game right here. Tied up, tied up. And Donovan, it is you. All right,
let's go catchphrases for two. Let's do it.
You may have smelled what this wrestler was cooking.
That would be Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, that's another answer of The Rock to this week. You had to get him in there. All right, so 41-39. Mike, you're up, and you're down by two.
We'll go nicknames of Jericho for four stars.
This animal-inspired nickname comes from Chris Jericho's fighting spirit.
It was the Lionheart, also his name in Japan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was voted on by fans, I guess, in like a call-in gimmick, similar to how they killed off Robin in the Batman books.
Well, that puts you in the lead at 43-41, and it's Donovan.
Looks like we're gonna go. Let's go. Nicknames of Jericho for five.
Jericho's nickname for Goldberg, stemming from an October 1998 WCW Thunder promo.
That would be Gilbert.
Nope.
Nope. Damn it.
What do you got for me, Michael? Another five star question. Not that easy this week, huh? Suck at people who didn't call in and complain about it.
You said it was from Thunder?
Yeah.
A Thunder. So it was a WCW B-show promo.
Mm-hmm. And that's how Goldberg got his nickname from Jericho.
We'll just go with William?
No. Greenberg. 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 Oh. Come on, man. Come on, now.
Who the hell watched Thunder?
Hey, who didn't know Jericho called Goldberg Greenberg? That's the question. All right, that's another five-star question. You jabronis blue, and it is Mike's board with a two-point lead.
And only one-point questions left.
One-point questions.
Yeah. You guys went big. This is what happens in every game so far. The second round, everyone takes out the big question.
We'll close out nicknames of Jericho for one star.
What the acronym GOAT stands for?
Greatest of all time.
Yes, yes, yes. So that puts you at 44, and Donovan at 41. It is your boy. Right,
let's go streak for one.
All right, the man who ended Undertaker's WrestleMania winning streak.
That would be Brock Lesnar.
Yes, and I wish I had the face to go with that. Yeah. All right, so that's the end of that piece of paper. Off the top rope or catchphrases, Mike?
Off the top rope for one.
All right, known for his flying elbow drop that won him countless matches in the 80s and 90s.
Randy Macho Man Savage.
Yes, indeed. 45.
Or the Macho King.
The Macho King.
The former St. Louis Cardinals prospect.
Last Randy question Savage. For Donovan to put him a little closer. He's only down by three anyway. But known for beginning a promo with... Hey, yo.
Nah. That would be Mr... what was his name? Oh, yeah. Scott Hall.
What was his name? Me? All right, so 43-45... And it is time for Final Jeopardy. All right, so we'll stop right here and let everybody get their papers and everything ready for that kind of thing. Time for Final Jeopardy, everybody. All right, so the category is reality TV shows. So write down what you are going to bet. Don't let Mike see it. Don't let Donovan see it. And you have 43. He has 45. So Donovan, 43 points. Mike, 45. So write down what you're going to bet, and then I'll ask you the question. You'll write down that. So the category is reality TV shows.
When you say what we're going to bet, you mean on the points? Why?
Yeah, like how many of your points you want to bet on this. Okay. That's what I would say out loud, too, if I was going with the high number. All right, all right. So here's the question. I know Donovan has the number written down at this point. All right, so the question is... This reality TV show featured the flock of flamingos. Write your answers down, please.
Flock of flamingos.
You guys have, you know, like 20 seconds to write it down. Flock of flamingos. Let me get some sound effects in here for this right now. I need some sound effects right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there you go. That's the one. That's the one I wanted. Nailed it. Thanks, Fred. We got Fred from Howard Stern over here. See, there you go. That's exactly what I was looking for. That's the marks. What do they know? Do they know things?
I don't watch reality shows.
Nobody should. So don't feel bad. Oh, that's damn. Hit him with the cry, baby.
Cry.
Damn.
Low blow.
That's cool. Blow.
All the little Jimmies out
becoming
there.
Becoming a morning radio show.
Conspiracy is going on right now.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so since Mike has the lead, he will read his answer first and show us what he bet.
So,
what'd you bet?
I bet 43 stars.
Ooh. And your answer is?
I just went with the only one that I know that's directly related to the WWE, which is Legends House.
Uh-oh. That is correct. What do you got, D?
I bet 25 stars and also put Legends House.
Oh, man. Well, you were right. And you got 25 extra points, but you did not get enough because you lose 68 to 88. Good match. Good match. Mike took the lead into the final and went big. He did say you're going to go small. Yeah. You went mid. That's not bad. That's not bad. But not bad at all.
I had to go with the play. If he bet all of his points...
I
still would have had a 2-point win.
Yep. I thought about it.
But if he would have bet 43 and you bet 43 and you both got it right, it would have been... Yeah, you still would have won by two. So it wouldn't have mattered. Yeah, it's screwed either way. Yeah, the math gets you in this one, boys.
That's all right. You can't see it, but I'm pointing to my head.
That damn Arab algebra. All right, so anyway, let's go with Mike. You just won the championship. How do you feel?
I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I did botch a lot of these 5-star questions. Except for the off the top rope, because I feel like that was the bake off slam dunk alley oop question.
Yeah, that was definitely a 1-star question and a 5-star situation. So where can people find you if they're just tuning in now on the internet, Mike?
Yeah,
where can they find the champ right now? At his home though, he had a home field advantage.
Yeah, I did
so
have
like
the home field advantage in the hat cave here. You find me everywhere on the interwebs at Mike is the Hat. Be on the lookout. April 1st, I'm going to start posting up like my little Nike collection that I've acquired over my 2.5, almost 3 years of working there. So there will be some stuff on Twitter and Instagram.
Shoe gimmicks. Everybody loves the shoes. I know Enzo, Shane McMahon, Carmelo, all those people in wrestling.
We got the hashtag kickspotting.
Kickspotting. Uh-oh, coming out big. And then Donovan, baby, you just came in second place out of two. How do you feel? Damn.
He got hit with the crickets.
And then the crickets got crickets because they weren't even good crickets. So, yeah, anyway.
Hey, I tried. Yeah. Feel like I came into Yankee Stadium and blew it.
Yeah, that's just like everybody else. Yeah. I don't feel bad unless you're a Yankee. Yeah, that's how it goes, man.
I botched a lot of these questions. Feel like Kelly trying to put on a 5-star match.
My man Donovan did dominate the Undertaker category.
Yes,
so.
As I said off... Before we got on that, I said the streak would be my strong point. You know, I'm still kicking myself for missing that King Kong.
Yeah, that's the thing. You answer. Said that, but then your undoing happened to be the King, because you would have got that right. That was a 3-star question. So that was a 6-point swing because Mike did get it right.
That blew it.
So, yeah.
All right, we're just getting all sound effects, sound drops over here.
Going big on the soundboard. So yeah, anyway, that's the Game of Rings Wrestling Trivia Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, type in Game of Rings or JeffRuffs.com. Alright, so that's pretty much that, everybody. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Check out Donovan and his _ on Twitter, and Mike, where he used to be with like a misspelled word and numbers on his Twitter. So yeah, everybody's doing better in life, and that's that. That is the show. That's the best we already did. That's out of like 40 times. We need a new chainsaw. Give me this one. There we go. We're going out on that one. Give me this one.
Chainsaw.
What's the next sound going to be, everybody?
Yep.